RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea. RV, un lugar interactivo diseñado por la Vicerrectoría de Medios y Mediaciones Pedagógicas que propone un ambiente virtual de encuentro y emisión donde lo nacional y global tiene cabida en cada una de sus franjas.
During this year, we have been in different places and schools around Santander. We have known excellent students and excellent teachers. Now, in this month, in the different radio programs, we are going to listen to our dear students speak about different topics. We are going to know about Barranca Bermeja, its people's life, the culture, holidays, and places to visit. Also, we traveled around Girón, one of the most beautiful towns in Santander and in Colombia. Girón, we are going to know about the plants, economy, and the special places to take photos or relating with your relatives and friends. And the students are going to tell us about themselves, their hobbies, and leisure activities. You are going to listen other students speaking about the world history, like Cleopatra writing in ancient India, the story about Superman, hamburgers, and of course, we are going to know about animals like camels, giraffes, and others. And we are celebrating an important mundial event. Remember, the FIFA World Cup 2010. For this reason, some students are going to speak us about that amazing celebration and football players of another time and who are playing today. I invite you to miss a second because the students in Santander have been preparing different topics. They are learning English and they want to show us. Along this trip and all Sundays, you will listen to stories from the students of La Salle, Liceo Patria, Real de Mares, Normal Cristo Rey, Roberto García Peña, Miguel Sánchez, Jorge Ardila Duarte, Salesiano, Nacional de Comercio, Instituto Técnico Gabriela Mistral of Florida Blanca, and other schools. Well, I left with these clever teenagers, listen them, enjoying the stories and living with us these beautiful adventures over the English ways. Well, this program was made by the students of La Salle School. Listen them. Interesting topic.
Diego Maradona has enthralled both fans and critics during the long span of his career. He debuted in professional football during 1975 and played his farewell match in November of 2001. Throughout quarter of a century, Diego Armando Maradona has influenced a multitude of people, including some of the top footballers today. In addition to his brilliant skill, the Argentine soccer player has stirred global controversy of unparalleled magnitude. Regardless of his addiction to cocaine, failed doping tests, and his wild on-pitch antics, Diego Maradona is still regarded as one of the greatest footballers of all time.
Ronaldo. Ronaldo is born in the poor suburbs of Rio de Janeiro under the name Luis Nazario de Lima. Driving by his childhood hero, the youngster enters football early in his life. By his 12th birthday, he is playing in an organized youth club called Tennis Club Valkyr. With Valkyr, he plays football de Salao, or small seat football, with a miniature ball. This is considered an important step in Ronaldo's development, as playing with a smaller ball is said to rapidly increase skill.
Hristo Stoichkov at the right in Sky Touch is the most successful Bulgarian soccer player of the time. He debuted in professional football with Skash Sofia, was later spotted by European giant FC Barcelona. Stoichkov earned global acclaim after winning the Spanish Premier Division for consecutive times and taking his club to Champions League glory in 1992 and Lori Cup in 1994. Skrovic was awarded the Golden Boot and the top goal scorer to the tournament, and his miracles led his clubs to the semifinals. A partir for his numerous awards to trophies, Skrovic gained much popularity because he is aggressive who pitched tape. His legendary attitude was known to irritate his opposition and betray his fans, who preserved his image close to his head. On a page, Christopher Stokes plays a left attacker winger. His specialties include free kicks, penalties, and tech in field shoots and goal. Skovic is known for his explosive acceleration and speed drive.
Argentinians always manage to create ripples in the third quarters of the Italian Serie A championship. Like many other players who find the defensive prowess of the Italian league an inhibitor to quality soccer, two players coming from Argentina truly stood out in Serie A over the past few decades: Maradona at Napoli and Gabriel Omar Batistuta at Fiorentina. We raised Maradona helped turn Napoli from a mid-table team to one that would win the championship. Batistuta did not manage this feat, as he never won the Italian league, yet he is considered a hero around Florence and throughout Italy. Why? You'll soon find out from this Gabriel Batistuta biography. But let's see how Batistuta fought before becoming a superstar. Gabriel Batistuta, youth days. Born to a slaughterhouse worker and a school secretary, young Batistuta received the passion for soccer from his father, but he also got quality education from both his parents. His childhood education will reflect all throughout his career, where he defined himself as an honorable, loyal, and fair player and gentleman on the pitch. Batistuta started out in the world of sports playing basketball, since he grew high quite fast and was pretty good at it. But when he was just 9 years old, Argentina won the 1975 World Cup, and just like every other kid in the country, his dream was to become the next Kempes, Pasarela, or Luke. He joined the local youth club Platense, where he stood out as a profile striker and managed to win the provincial championship by beating Newell's Old Boys youth team in the final, with Gabriel Omar Batistuta scoring twice. That match attracted the attention of Newell scouts, who immediately signed him to their youth squad.
Time to make a break. Listen us in just little minutes.
Last night you were so in my face. You really are.
Debate en línea. Un programa con temas de interés que escucha la gente.
Sintonícenos todos los lunes a las 3 de la tarde por la radio UNAD Virtual. Debate en línea. Desde Colombia para el mundo.
We continue here in La Aventura del Inglés.
Born 29 September 1976, he's a Ukrainian professional football striker who currently plays for Dynamo of Kiev and the Ukrainian national team. He is the fourth scorer in the history of European club competition with 62 goals behind Filippo Inzaghi, Raul and Gerd Müller. Shevchenko's career has been highly be mine award, the most prestigious of which were the Ballon d'Or in 2004, becoming the third Ukraine after Oleg Klukhin and Igor Belanov to receive it. And the UEFA Champions League in 2003 with Milan. Along with this, he has won various league and cup titles in Ukraine, Italy, and England. Besides the Golden Ball, Tiutenko was awarded other individual awards. In his international career, the streak led the Ukrainian national football team as captain to the quarterfinals in their first ever FIFA World Cup appearance in 2006.
Gianluigi Buffon. Abilities. Usually designed down a tall goalkeeper with half softer reflex. Electronic magic of their trunk share size. Whereas a shorter goalkeeper would be more agile. If there was a very exception to extreme the rule, Gianluigi Buffon won't copyright for it. Behind a tall goalkeeper, 6'4", gig as he is called by teammates. His hand of kick pocket and the agility of his glimpse. His life far left safe and will as his gravity and the flying jumps for the ball earned him his heard formation across the world. What true makes Buffon stand off of the crowd, as there are other soccer keepers with good stature and fast reflex, is ability to give comfort to his teammates. Although mistakes are inevitable for the soccer keeper, Buffon reduced that rare chance to a minimum, become, for my opinion, the most reliable keeper of today.
Luis Felipe Madeira Caeiro Figo was born on the 4th of November 1972 as the only son of parents Antonio and Maria Joana. He grew up in a modest family in Almada, the working class district of Lisbon. Luis began his career as a street footballer at Os Pastilas before joining Sporting Lisbon at the age of 11. As a youngster, Figo won the U16 European Championship and the 1991 World Youth Cup. He was also a part of Portugal's U21 squad when his country reached the final of the European Under-21 Championship in France. By 1999, Luis Figo was a major figure at Sporting Lisbon, and clubs like Juventus and Parma were knocking at his doorstep. He eventually transferred to Barcelona, where he became an instant success. He helped them with the 1997 European Cup Winners' Cup and captained the club to La Liga titles in 1998 and 1999. In 2000, Figo was transferred to Real Madrid for a world record fee of £37.4 million. Success followed him to Madrid, where he captured the 2001 and 2003 Spanish title, as well as the 2002 Champions League trophy. Luis Figo was a part of what is considered Portugal's golden generation that never was. Regardless of their potential and entertaining style, Figo's country suffered an early exit at both the 1996 Euro and the 2002 World Cup.
Pelé. Pelé is the first soccer player to achieve massive international acclaim. His name is regularly mentioned today, more than a quarter century after his retirement. Apart from his popularity, Pelé's life story is the ultimate soccer dream. He began as a poor boy from the slums in Três Corações, Brazil, but earned fame and fortune through his talent on the pitch. Pelé's father, Dondinho, was very influential in his son's success. Dondinho was a former footballer and made sure to pass over his knowledge to young Pelé, despite of and by the age of 15. Pelegua signed by Santos. His international debut followed just a year after on the 7th of July 1957 against Argentina at the legendary Maracanã Stadium, Merle at the age of 17. Pelé was recruited to Brazil's World Cup squad at World Cup 1958 in Sweden. He first gained attention after his goal against Wales, which clinched Brazil to the next round. Pelé proved that he wasn't a fluke in the following match, scoring 3 goals on France. By the tournament's final, Brazil coach Vicente Ferola was confident in the talented 70 years old. His 2 goals at the 1958 World Cup final ascertained his status as soccer superstar.
Time to make a break. Listen to us in just little minutes.
La puerta al llano se abre. Arpa y soga,
expresión del llano infinito, febril, romántico y bravío como sus propios hijos.
Este es mi llano, compadre.
Arpa y soga, costumbres y folclor.
Lunes, 3:30 de la tarde en Radio Unad Virtual.
We continue here in La Aventura del Inglés.
The cup of life, this is the one. Now is the time, don't ever stop. Push it along, gotta be strong. Push it along, right to the top. Como caña, ve.
We hope you are enjoying this great program. It's really easy to learn about different topics. Please stay with us. Our environment.
That refers more to the plant as the fruit is alternative to the African cucumber, whose fruit is a considerable seed. With a high water content, it is commercially very popular because of how refreshing it is to taste. Also not very popular hydroponics for its large space requirements. Pinkle tea in this way has a taste and seems practical to obtain in a traditional cup. Germination of the pink. Commercial watermelon seeds germinate rarely in the wet pointing form. Just be placed in the form as described in the section of germination in this website. Time 3 to 12 days. Ideal temperatures 75 to 85 degrees Fahrenheit. ideal environment polythene home. Days to transplant 3 to 4 weeks.
This plant has a very large space need, with the needs of a single plant of between 5 and 8 meters square. The best way to grow these plants is a shallow tank, 10 and 20 cm, completely filled with gravel on top, covered by a layer of coconut fiber and dug a mixture of perlit and vermiculite as made work. Irrigation system for the plant must be constant, either a continuous drip or NFT system.
With regard to the nutrient solution, plants must be watered with a solution of electrical conductivity between 1 and 1.5 ms/cm2 during the first 4 weeks, and then they should be increased gradually a maximum of 2.8 ms/cm2. The pH of the solution should always be kept between 5.5 and 6, being the ideal of 5.8. The plants grow well with the general formulation given on this page, even grow much better if you use the specially formulated to specifically thin during the flowering period.
Creation of bean. The beans are well watered plant, so it must be grown if there is no risk of frost or if temperatures are below 17 degrees Fahrenheit. The plants take between 75 and 100 days to bear fruit from planting the seed. It should also be known when the beans are ripe, which is evident because the point where the arm meets the ground coffee and gets the bean gets a little yellow at the point of contact with the culture medium. It is also notable because the bean is resistant to being cut with his thumbnail.
It's time to live.
Well, I hope this radio program has been a good experience for you. I had enjoyed a lot listening to students because I think they are really nice, funny, and they have beautiful dreams and hopeful. Listen us all Sundays, listen these girls and boys. In fact, they are doing this program for you. Excellent week. See you soon.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.